Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
And Phil's, now,
Phil's great.
He is. So is Bubba. We have him. Our Justin. I'm used to saying we. We talked about the zone.
it's a greater it, we.
It's been like 3 months, but they have him on the zone every week.
Mm, good.
Tom, welcome to the show. Been a while since I talked to you, since my move to Morning Mayhem. Oh, he's
riding his bike through the wind.
Go ahead, Christian. It's good to hear from you. Yeah, it's been a while, and pleasure to be with you guys.
Yes. Are you in a car, perhaps?
I am in a car, and if it's not good quality, I can take it off speaker.
It sounds fine now. At first, it sounded like the window was down or something, but now it sounds fine. Arkansas softball lost. I'm not as tapped in probably as you are, of course, since you are on the beat. But who do we think that they're going to host? Do we have any leanings that way or host?
Yeah, I mean, with the number one RPI in the nation, that the odds are the analysts say they will host. And who they will host, I have no idea who the number two or whomever else could be here with them. But yesterday what you saw was the Alabama pitcher, she's been phenomenal. She really held him down. And for Arkansas, I mean, there was a drop fly ball. I mean, just relatively routine that led to the two-run homer that changed the complexion of the game. And then, obviously, their starting pitcher had not given up three home runs in a game ever. And so Alabama's got a lot of power. And if Arkansas is going to win or go to a College World Series and have a chance to win, they're going to have to beat teams that have an ace pitcher. And maybe not the SEC pitcher of the year like Alabama had, but certainly in a pitcher and a team that has a lot of slugers. And so maybe this is the year they get the breakthrough and they get to the College World Series, which would be phenomenal for Courtney Dyson and company.
Arkansas baseball starts their series against Oklahoma today, 24th-ranked Oklahoma. That game starts at 4 o'clock. How high could Arkansas potentially run off some games? And if they could, how many would they have to win for them to possibly host a regional, do you think?
Well, I just feel like, I mean, I think it's still within the realm of possibility, but the odds of that are so small, in my opinion. Arkansas has been such an up-and-down team, they had the chance to sweep some of the lower teams in the conference. Kind of Missouri had a chance to sweep, and they lost game threes. And they've truly been up and down. I mean, when they faced an ace starter like Mississippi State's Thomas Valencas, they haven't done a whole lot of damage. And we've seen that there's been parts of their batting order that have struggled for large gaps this season. So I think you would have to go – you almost would have to go 6-0 and win a couple of games, I think, to get a host, or at least 5-1, win a couple of games in SEC tournament, maybe make it to the championship game. I just don't see this team pulling that off, so – I think it'd be a miracle if they could get a number one seed at this time. Oh, excuse me, a top 16 seed.
I've actually seen some predictions on that. I haven't seen the softball one, but a lot of predictions have Arkansas going to Tallahassee, I believe.
Yeah.
In the postseason, I'm not sure how good Florida State is. Are you, Tom Murphy?
No, I don't have a whole lot of intel on what Florida State's powers are right now, but they certainly bounced back from the transition from the Mike Martin era and a more quality team. And the ACC has got some really good teams this year. But that's the latest projection from D1 Baseball that I saw as well. And, you know, hey, I think it might have been 09 or somewhere along the way. Arkansas went down and won a super regional in Tallahassee. So it can be done.
Forgive me. I'm sure this has been talked about on the zone in my absence, but I wanted to get your opinion and your vibes around the Arkansas football after spring practices and the spring game. Were you in attendance for the spring game?
Oh yeah, I went to it for sure.
What was your takeaways from that?
Well, I think you could kind of tell that they weren't showing a whole lot of flash, and if the kind of reverses and the 2-point conversion that went astray, those were all player concocted trick plays or gadget plays, and they didn't work too well. But what I did like from the top, I did like the organizational aspect of things. You didn't see a whole lot of confusion. And on a couple of plays where the quarterbacks had to direct some guys before a snap, it was usually freshmen, you know, receivers and such. They were having to direct traffic like that. But I thought the pass rush, first of all, could be improved. Pass defense, especially on the edges, deep balls, could be improved. Is that because they're going up against an Arkansas receiving corps that doesn't have top-end speed? Possibly so. I think the biggest question, though, is going to be, and I think I like what they have at running back. I think that could be a pretty good department for them. The question, though, is, are KJ Jackson and AJ Hill suited to win football games, to make impact plays, game-defining type plays? And that remains to be seen. There are times where I thought they flashed during spring, but there are other times where, for instance, AJ Hill, not on the right page with Chris Marshall, and he throws a pick six. And those are the type of plays that get you beat in games. And Jalen Green made his share of those in the last couple of years. So, you know, there's so much time between now and even when camp starts, and then particularly when the first game comes around, where they can be an improved team. But I think you're going to have to show a lot of improvement between now and then. And the O-line, I just think the O-line, they're going to have to come up with ways to be able to help those guys when they go up against the most elite pass rushers in the SEC.
I'm sure you've been very busy covering baseball and softball and spring football, but Arkansas basketball rounding out their roster with all the additions that they've made. But there's one notable addition that hasn't been made, and it's something that has worried me and it's worried many fans. Have you begun to worry about the absence at center for Arkansas, or do you think it's all going to shake out for Cal?
Well, until it gets decided, there's going to be uncertainty and, you know, I guess concern, because they haven't fully replaced, I think, the totality of their height. The position I think they need the most is just enforcer, you know, and I think between Ewan and Pringle, you had kind of an enforcer type. But just a guy who's going to get you 6 or 7 rebounds a game, who can clean up on some misses, who you can throw lobs to, that type of thing. And even though some of the additions, they're taller guys, I just feel like they need one more. And also, you know, Trevin Brazil played his role. He was a swing man. He rebounded some. He could shoot the three. Having a versatile guy like that, I think, would also come in handy. But, you know, there's also a very high upside on this roster as it is right now. It's just that I do believe fans are going to be, you know, I guess, slightly concerned until maybe they get one more 6'10 type of guy.
I do think you hope, and because Mika Murinen is such a highly regarded player, high five-star, but I do think the expectation and the hope is that he can sort of replicate some of the things that Trevin Brazil did, offensively at least, and defensively, because he's not the greatest defender, but he can get some of the weak side blocks and stuff like that. But I think that you hope that he replicates some of the stuff that Brazil does. But you got to,
yeah. If his three point shooting shows up, and you know, it took Trevin Brazil a few years to really kind of round into that physicality that you need to withstand the bumps and grinds, contact and all that, and get rebounds. And so maybe Murinen can be that type of guy, but I just still feel like they need another one.
You got to be pretty ecstatic about your Atlanta Braves early season.
Well, we're going to knock on wood when we say that, because you know the Phillies, they've already made a move with the change in manager to Don Mattingly. They're going to come on strong. I don't think we've played a super difficult schedule so far. We got the Dodgers coming up tonight. I am happy that we had not lost the series until the Mariners got us. And I think I heard on Braves radio that That's the longest a major league team has gone into a season without losing a series since the Mariners team. And I can't remember the year. It might have been 01, but I think it was
the 116-win team.
That 116-win team. So, hey, we're in good company. The dog days of summer have yet to come. But look, I think our pitching staff, I think Strider can be a lot better. I think we're going to get, you know, Spencer Schwellenbach may be able to come back. And we could get another starter back as well. So, I don't know. There's hope when you're a Braves fan. We've done it enough times where you feel like you can get it done.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, Tom. It was nice to hear from you after months of not hearing from you because I'm now on a different show.
Yeah. Agreed, Kristen. You guys all have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Tom.